T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Hey, our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all the pro football playoff action at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, assuming the 76ers can get a great trade return for either, what should they do? A, trade Simmons and keep Embiid. B, trade Embiid and keep Simmons. C, keep them both. What would you do? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is airplane. It's not often that we have a code word here that's the same as a movie title. Text airplane to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit intercomcontest.com. Often on the Swartz Culleton guest line, but today in studio with us, as the Eagles offseason is most certainly on and will be on for 9 months, but most of the key decisions really happen over the next 3 months. And he does a great job covering the Eagles year-round for us. You can follow his work at 94wip.com/GoBirds. The maestro of the Go Birds page, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. How you doing, Elliot?
First time in the new studio with you guys.
What do you think?
I'm excited, and it made me think of this. So last year, I was on with you guys, and you asked me, who had more swag, you or Drake? And when I saw you show up in the first day with a tuxedo, I was vindicated in my answer that it is you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That was pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
It was a great power move.
I mean,
the first day, like, you're just asserting yourself.
Yeah, I assert myself.
Drake couldn't pull that off.
No, Drake wouldn't even think of it.
What, you're correct.
And plus, he's a dork, so, you know, and he's a Raptors fan.
And you are not.
Thank you, sir.
Been well documented.
I appreciate that. That's all right, Ellie, let's get to it. You had an article recently on the website, again, 94wip.com/GoBirds. 6 things the Eagles need to address in the offseason. What are they, and what's the argument? How would you detail this?
When people look at this, they'll look at positions, and that is certainly a fair way to look at it. But after watching this team for 16 games last season, plus the playoff game, they need speed. The biggest need on this roster is difference makers that have speed. And I don't want to sound like, you know, the old Oakland Raiders GM. Like, I'm not saying you only look at speed. But this Eagles offense desperately needs guys that are fast. So if I'm Howie Roseman, you know, if I'm the front office, I'm at the Senior Bowl this week, I'm going to be at the Combine next month, I just want the fastest guys, and then I trust Doug to make it work on offense. Now, ideally, they'll be at receiver, and I think that's the second biggest need, is clearly receiver. But this offense just needs to get younger and faster.
That's for sure.
I mean, especially when you watch the teams in the Super Bowl, because when you watch San Francisco and Kansas City, I mean, it's
different level.
The two fastest teams in the league this year are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They've quantified that.
It's an NFL next gen stat. I believe it's the average pace of the ball carriers when they had the ball this
year. Joe loves next gen stats.
That's amazing. You can see it though.
You can see it.
Yes, it looks different. We can't compete. What about on the other side of the ball, defensive end, cornerback?
So I think defensive end is the second biggest need on this roster. People will look at cornerback and safety, and there's potentially going to be a lot of turnover, although I do think Malcolm will be back. I think Rodney will as well. That would
really
be my guess. I think they're both going to be back, yeah. But I think sometimes we overlook the fact that the Eagles only have one elite pass rusher. I mean, if you want to classify Fletcher Cox in that category, you could. But if you just look at defensive ends, they have only one sure thing. Derek Barnett is not a difference maker. He's solid. He'll make a play once every 3 games. He is not the guy you thought he would be at number 14 overall. The Eagles need to pair Brandon Graham with somebody that other defenses actually have to worry about. Graham is a very good player. Obviously, you know what he is at this point in his career. He's clearly a quality, above quality starting defensive end. The Eagles don't have anybody else besides him. I mean, Josh Sweat has some upside. This team is still going to win with the lines, offense and defensive line, and defensive end is a huge position in need.
What was wrong with Fletcher Cox this year? Like, we saw the Fletcher that we wanted in one game. Hurt the whole season?
I mean, last year, not 2019, but 2018, we saw Brandon Graham go through literally the exact same thing. Missed most of training camp. Mm-hmm. First half of the season, he was getting his legs out, you know, kind of back under him. And then for the last four or five games, he said he felt really healthy. Fletcher Cox went through the exact same thing. The difference is Fletcher Cox has, like, 40 or 50 extra pounds on Brandon Graham. I mean, Fletcher Cox is a huge guy. I think it's easy to forget when you look at how fast he is. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he had to spend all offseason off of his foot, and, you know, from a cardio perspective, from just being in football shape, and then you miss most of training camp, it really does set you behind. So I think having a full, healthy offseason, you'll get a much better Fletcher Cox next season.
What do they do at cornerback?
So the loss of Corey Undlin, from defensive backs coach to now with the Lions, I think will have an impact on what they do, because he had a lot of say as to, like, who played, those type of things. He was a big Jalen Mills fan. Jalen Mills is a free agent. I wouldn't shock me to see Jalen Mills follow him to Detroit without knowing the intricacies of their cornerback position right now. So I think you'll probably see Jalen Mills leave. I'm almost positive you'll see Ronald Darby leave. I don't think they'll go into next season with Rasul or Sydney as a full-time starter. I think they'll draft one fairly high, and I think you'll see them sign a cornerback. But there will be major change at cornerback.
When you say six areas of need for the team, what speed's a concept? What's the single biggest position of need that you think exists?
Without question, it is wide receiver. It's not even – there's not even a close second.
More than corner? I mean, corner,
because
you can make a case – that they don't have a starting cornerback.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
We have a nickel.
What I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, for everyone that says wide receiver and Elliott, I hear you. Like, it's a thing. But, I mean, let's take the premise you just identified or articulated. Mills gone.
Yep.
Darby gone. They were, when everybody was healthy, they were actually your two starting corners.
Yeah.
You play in a playoff game. You take a slot corner and you move them outside, because the second and the third round draft pick from the last 3 years, Sidney Jones second round, Rasul Douglas third round, you didn't trust to start in a playoff game. So you can make a heck of a case with DeSean Jackson coming back. You know, you would think at least as one of your two starters, you at least have a starter. You at least, you know, you have Greg Ward, who I think will be, like, you don't have a starting outside cornerback.
So you said DeSean Jackson's coming back, and he should be back, and he should be healthy. How many games are you getting?
I don't know.
You say, you know, who are the cornerbacks? Who are the receivers?
Yeah, I got you.
Right? So, and I would also say that this team's ultimate goal is still to develop Carson Wentz. And with Jim Schwartz at defensive coordinator, I know what the defense is going to be. The cornerbacks will change themselves. I know what the defense will be. They'll give up around 20 points. They'll play good most weeks. And then, you know, one or two times they'll get, you know, 30-plus points. With the offense, we've seen for almost 2 years, they've been hard to watch, right? They've had moments, but overall they've been hard to watch. And part of that I do think is because the receivers have not been there. So I think the priority for this organization is still to develop Carson Wentz, to put him in the best chance to succeed. And if I have to invest the majority of my resources into the either receiver or cornerback, I'm always going to pick to invest my resources into helping Carson.
This is unbelievable when I look at this team. We don't have a lot more than we do have. I mean, position by position. Backup quarterback's another spot.
Oh, totally.
What happens there?
And it's a critically important spot. I mean, I know Carson played 16 games this year, and, you know, the hit that knocked him out certainly was a freak-type thing. But the Eagles, in the biggest game of the year, had to play their backup quarterback. So it is still a critically important spot. But here's the good news. Howie Roseman has $44 million in cap space to work with. Since I've been covering the team, so like the last eight off seasons, I've never seen him have that much money. He has 10 draft picks to play with. So there are a lot of needs, but he is well-equipped right now to do whatever he wants. I don't want to hear anything about Howie not being able to, you know, sign this guy because of money or not being able to get that guy. If Howie finds someone in the draft he thinks is a difference maker, he has the ability to go up and get him. If Howie has – there's two, three, or even four free agents, Howie can afford all those guys. So there are a lot of holes, but Howie has more than enough resources to fill every single one of them in an adequate level if he does his job well.
Let's talk about – you had mentioned earlier – and again, Elliot Shore Park's with us here in studio. Elliot, you had mentioned Malcolm Jenkins and your sense, your belief that he will be back. Now, there's two pathways to that. Pathway number one is a restructured contract, which would either involve more money for 2020 or more years and maybe some partial or full guarantees futures.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. The second option is, hey, Malcolm, no restructured contract, and you're coming in the door that you're telling us you're not coming in. Which do you think happens?
That second option is not an option.
You're saying Malcolm will not.
He will not show up, and I do not believe the Eagles will do that to him. I think they are either going to restructure him or trade him, or cut him. Honestly,
but your belief is that he will be back. I mean, you said that.
Yeah,
earlier.
My belief is he'll be back. But point I'm making is there will not be another year of contract.
All right. So how? Wow. Okay. So how
so
does?
You think it's but it's possible they trade the guy? Like if they don't restructure,
I think
him,
it's possible too.
You think he's out well, the because door?
And I'll say this: if they trade him, it will be to a place he wants to go. I think Malcolm will either be here or he will be where he wants to be, where he's going to get a contract.
I mean, part of what is to me fascinating about this, couple things. One, he's been a great Eagle. Two, he played fantastic in December.
Yeah.
Three, Howie Roseman stood at a podium in early January and said, I have fallen in love with, you know, the older players we've had around here too much, essentially insinuating that can't continue. So I guess amongst other things, I would ask, would Malcolm get a restructured deal because Malcolm of the past deserves it or because Malcolm of the future deserves it?
I think there's an argument to be made that when they hand him a new contract, that a lot of it will be what he has done here and not the future.
And that's the exact opposite of what Howie Roseman told us he wants to do moving forward.
But
the exact opposite.
But I think Howie's comments were more about guys like Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, and those type. Malcolm's played every single snap, and I know that gets repeated a lot, but it shouldn't be overlooked when you talk about how injured this team has been. Like, Malcolm has been the most consistent and best player on this team for at least the last 2 years, and you can make the argument more than that. They need him at safety. They can't afford to lose him. Like, with Jason Peters, you have Andre Dillard. With Darren Sproles, now you have Boston Scott. You have no replacement for Malcolm Jenkins. So I think it's a combination of definitely past accomplishments, but he's in a great spot because the Eagles need him, so they have to give him a deal to make him happy.
Is Jason Peters going to actually be the left tackle again?
And part two to that question, do they not believe in Andre Dillard? Has he been a disappointment in that building?
If Jason Peters is back, then I think it's a sign that they don't believe in Andre Dillard.
Clearly.
Clearly. And I think all of us would probably sit here and say, if next year, if you take away the first round pick and all that, you know, the economics of it, I have more confidence in Jason Peters protecting Carson Wentz than I do Andre Dillard, like flat out. Now, the question is,
is that fair?
Absolutely fair.
But is that colored by his experience at right tackle? Because I know me personally, I think back to that game and it makes me think he's not the player I once thought he was. I thought he was a good left tackle.
Yeah.
Now I don't because I'm up in the air on it because of what I saw.
It's hard to watch someone get benched and say that it doesn't impact your decision about him at all, right?
But it's at a different position.
I get that, but
You expected more.
You expected more. And also, Jason Peters is a sure thing. Like, I get people that the false starts matter.
He's not a sure thing.
He is a sure thing.
Okay, it's a sure thing that you're going to get a false start
when he's playing,
and that you're. Yeah, and that he's going to tap out.
He did a good job this year protecting Carson Wentz. There were other – obviously the false starts matter, and, you know, he came out of games. But, like, when he was on the field, he protected Carson Wentz. I don't know if Andre Dillard can do that. So when you're talking about protecting the franchise quarterback,
I think you can.
You don't know. We know what Jason Peters is, and that's my concern. And, again, this is all – you know, a moot point because they're going to make Andre Dillard the left tackle. They put a first-round pick in him. You don't waste another year of him on a rookie deal. But if Andre Dillard's the left tackle next year, he's the biggest question mark on the roster.
Elliot, is there any hope on Alshon Jeffrey? I mean, he could be out till November. He could be out till the 2021 season. He could play in September. We don't know. He's got the Liz Frank. It's a big contract. I mean, is there any hope for Eagles fans that there will be a good end to this situation?
So I mentioned I've been following the team's salary cap situation for 8 years. Last week, I found something out on overthecap.com that is the most surprising thing I've ever seen covering the team.
Wow.
If they trade Alshon Jeffrey, they only lose about $1 million or $2 million in salary cap space. So you go from around 44 to 42. If you trade him and Deshaun, you only lose around $1 million. So when you talk about Alshon and is there hope, the hope is the Eagles can trade him without decimating their salary cap situation.
Does the other team, because this factors in, does the other team, I'm just trying to understand how this works.
Yeah.
Do they have to assume his remaining contract? And is that team then in a position where they're stuck with a huge contract, or could they then cut it. I'm just trying to see what makes it palatable for the other team to want to acquire Alshon Jeffrey.
Right. So the way trades in the NFL work is, if a team were to trade for Alshon, they would acquire only his base salary. And the way Howie constructs deals is mostly low base salaries, right? So Alshon's base salary for next year is $9 million. That's not a lot of money if you actually think Alshon is going to be your starting wide receiver. So I do think another team would have interest in Alshon. Like, we're not talking anything of value back, but if you want to get maybe a late round pick that's that has some conditions.
I mean, it can be a seventh round pick for all I care.
Right.
I just want to have his money to play with to give it to somebody else.
Well, the biggest thing is with Alshon is you're not going to gain any money by trading him. You're still going to have $16 million of dead money on the books.
No, well, that's a disaster.
But it's only a disaster if you were short on salary cap space. You have $44 million.
Yeah, but I'd rather have $60 million.
But you wouldn't. Is my point is you have 44.
It's not a possibility.
Yeah. Well, right. So I'm just saying. So that's not great hope.
The hope is this: is that midway through last season and towards the end, especially after he was injured, the thought process was his contract makes him untradeable and uncuttable. He is uncuttable. You cannot cut him without, you know, I think you lose $10 or $11 million. Then you go from 44 down to 34. The good news is he is tradable. You can trade him, and the salary cap hit is very minimal. You still have the dead money, but you're already at $44 million. So that's the good news with Alshon.
All right, college kids on display here, up ahead. Drafts coming up.
Yeah.
Time to start evaluating. No offensive coordinator. Problem, not a problem. What do you make of it?
Well, the Eagles are down at the Senior Bowl this week in Alabama. Howie will be there. Doug will be there. And one thing that really sticks out to me is in 2016, when Frank Reich was first hired, I was at the Senior Bowl. Frank Reich is at the Senior Bowl, on the sideline, at practice, watching these guys, interacting with them, getting to know them, right? The Eagles' offensive coordinator could be down there, but if he is, he's with another team and he's not currently with the organization. So I think it's a big deal that as the draft process begins, and especially when your biggest need is at receiver, you do not have an offensive coordinator in place.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Follow his work year-round, not just in season, but all season. 94 all season, meaning the whole calendar.
365.
Well, 366 this year, Elliot.
It's a good point.
Make sure you charge WIP for that extra
day.
That's
why you're the boss here, man.
All right, they call me Bosty Camera around here because I know when it's a leap year.
No, don't give him another nickname.
Bosty Camera.
Oh, Bosty.
I like it. There he is, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com/GoBirds. Thanks, Elliot. And there
Thank
he is.
Thank you, Elliot.
All right, to the phones we go. 888-729-9494. John Ritchie, Bosty Camera here with you. Let's go to Tom. It doesn't really work.
You fellas.
Tom and
how
Abby.
We doing today?
Hey, buddy.
You tried to give yourself the nickname Boss.
Boss, yeah. Boss.
Jeez. Yeah, you know, John, you can't have a guy who gets hurt as much as Joe does just throw a cape on. You know?
Well, I mean, that's my Clark Kent thing.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, Clark Kent needed the cape.
Oh.
Well, you're not little coin, you're brittle coin.
Well, unfortunately, I am.
That's true.
So you guys, so the premise today is you can build a championship team around either one of these guys, just not together.
Yeah.
So
well,
I agree.
Yeah, but I don't disagree. I don't agree with that. I think you can be together. That's the thing. So yeah, I mean, there's three different ways to go here. Keep them both. Trade one or trade the other. I mean, they're really the three main options, obviously.
Well, or
bring in another coach. I think.
Well,
that's
you're right. That is
great...
you're right. That's which is part of keeping. Sort of,
I guess that's an option too.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this: Who, in your opinion, do you think would fetch more in a trade between the two of them?
I think Joel would.
Interesting question. I think
I
Ben
don't
would.
No, I think Ben might too.
I think Ben would.
Joel's so many more question marks long term with Joel. Like Ben, you like Joe said, you're getting this guy for a decade and hopefully gets better.
And by the way, for what it's worth, and I think it's worth
What's
something.
The voting
ben,
look well, like
but
for
but
the
one more thing,
game.
Guys. Ben Simmons is under contract for 5 more years after this. Joel, now we got to look it
good
up.
Point. You're right.
I think it's either 2 or 3 years left. So whichever team.
Well, there's a lot of factors that come in there. But listen, they're in such a situation now with lack of assets and these bad deals that they've signed. I don't know. I don't see a way out of it, man. I think the future is pretty grim for this team.
Well, I don't think it's certainly not grim. See, Tom, when I talk with aggravation and then I have less hope than I used to, the future's not grim. The future is just not as bright as we thought it would be. But it's certainly not. See, that's Tom, to me, that's a classic. your expectations were so high, you're missing the journey along the way. The Sixers are going to win 50 games this year. They're going to win 50 games next year.
Yeah, but you're coming from the mindset that these two guys can win a championship together.
No, I'm going off of your word grim. It's not grim. Grim is when you're 20 and 62. That's grim. The Sixers are not going to be 20 and 62.
Well, I'm talking about expectations and where I expected this team to be.
It's hollow. Like, yeah, it looks good, but it's not going to ever get to where it needs to go.
All right,
and
Tom,
by the way, Ben is not – is he? I don't think he's going to be an all-star.
I hope he's not.
Joel is going to be the starting center for the East.
No question about it.
So don't you think he would fetch more in a trade?
I don't because of the injury. Tom, what do you got here? Iconic movie prop.
I'm going to give you the Millennium Falcon, and you be safe out there, little brittle coin.
All right, Millennium Falcon. Here's the problem with the Millennium Falcon as a movie prop. It's just a little toy.
Very it's true. Like a matchbox
car. Yeah, literally, yeah.
They got different size ones.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one that's slightly bigger.
Like, he's thinking he's getting a ship, and instead he's getting a toy for a six-year-old to play with. So, you know, it doesn't exist the way you think. So enjoy that $1 little prop. Little man. See, I can take my shots at Tom,
fired.
Too. Tom takes shots.
Now that he's off the
don't take
phone.
Don't take shots at Boston Camera. Come on, man.
Boston Camera.
Don't be doing that.
You can't be saying you're that.
Nope.
But I can.
No, it's wrong.
All right, Steinbrenner, Springsteen, DeCamera. Rank them as bosses.
I think you just did.
All right, let's go to Charles who's with us. Hey, Charles.
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
Doing great,
wonderful,
Charles.
Buddy.
All right, I would rather keep both. Reason being is I would rather keep both Ben and Embiid. Reason being because Embiid's health is a question mark. Consistently, rather it's miscellaneous injuries or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I remember the team 2 years ago that they built. Rather it's the buyout and having Ben be able to spread the floor, run and gun, and be able to pass just like they do in Milwaukee. So why can't Elton Brand or Brett Brown build a team like that, as far as coming from the bench where there's a bunch of shooters around Ben when he's off the floor, and then Ben can still play his minor role in the half court off?
Because you still have Joel, and you want Joel down on the block. Right,
like right. That, and Ben
that,
is great.
You can't do that. That's what he does best, and you're not allowing him to do what he does best.
Well, you allow him to not as far as only in the half court offense. We don't need Ben to consistently be as far as in the half court. But when they're able to run, as far as their most impactful play is when Embiid is off. It can be when Embiid is off the floor, and that is when right. Ben.
Well, that's
can be
you can also
best.
Say.
Well, that's a problem.
When,
yeah.
When Ben is off
yeah,
the
that's,
floor.
That's the problem.
That is that the numbers prove it out, that they are better when one is off.
Yeah, Charles, what do you got here? Iconic movie prop.
Hoverboard from
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2.
Hoverboard. Yep. All right, so he's going with, Back to the Future.
It's a great answer. Yeah, it's two.
Yeah, it's two. Yeah. You're right about that. Let's go to Benjamin. Benjamin, you're on WIP.
Hey, John, James, Mr. Glass. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are we doing?
Great.
So,
did you call me Mr. Glass?
Yes, Glass Joe.
I sure did call you Mr. Glass.
Glass Joe. It really fits.
Class Joe is a good one. Yeah. All class, baby. All class.
Not class. Glass.
No, not at all. I called, though. I think everybody's in agreement. Our first round pick should definitely be a wide receiver. But I think a big overlook is Jason Kelce is soon to be out the door. We need to bring a center in to sit behind him to learn from him and learn this offense that could be ready to go when he bails out.
Well,
you know
one thought so, like, is I wonder if Seumalo is still someone they consider as an option there. They had drafted him.
I guarantee he is.
Right? I mean, they drafted him with that in mind, and he's been a pretty effective guard. And he's the only internal candidate.
No, that's I think he's probably
the guy.
Sure,
the guy,
the next in line. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think so too.
That's a very comfortable
fit
for him.
Would you have to then draft another offensive lineman to replace him?
Listen,
no, because you got Matt Pryor, you got Nate Herbig, you got guys already. I mean, yes, you will draft offensive linemen to develop, But right now, if Jason Kelce weren't there, I believe Isaac Seumalo is your center and Matt Pryor or Nate Herbig is your left guard.
Okay. I dig it.
I mean, look, I cross my fingers and hope Kelce comes back, though. I mean, yeah, you have some solutions, but you just hope like heck the guy chooses not to retire.
Great.
All right, what's your movie prop, Benjamin?
How about the box of chocolates from Forrest Gump?
All right, the box of chocolates. There you go.
Life is like it, I've heard.
Life is like
it.
It doesn't really move me. I mean, I could move through that box in 2 days.
Yeah, but the point is it's a movie prop. It doesn't really matter what you could do with it.
Yeah, you go on a binge, you eat half the box.
It's not about eating the box. It's about having, you know, it's just the
prop itself. Why would you
want to
eat a box of chocolates from 1994?
Well, why would you want to keep them?
Because, I mean, that's the point of the prop.
The point is not the actual chocolate.
It doesn't have to be something you want to keep. It could just be a thing. It could just be a thing in a movie that is like, oh, yeah, that from that movie.
Like Indiana Jones's whip.
Sure.
Something like that.
But that'd be cooler to have than a box of chocolates.
That would be so
The point is, what are you going to
do with a whip? I mean,
it doesn't matter. That's not the point.
So the point is
we're just saying, what's a cool prop for a movie?
Stuff.
All right. I'd whip you. Whip you. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Hey, coming up, JT Realmuto yesterday on the record about his contract situation with the Phillies, arbitration up ahead. The whole deal. What did he say? What do we make of it? Where does the situation stand? One of the great players in Philadelphia sports with only 1 year left on his deal. What's the deal? What's going on? We'll dive into that next. Show to camera John Ritchie on WIP.
You want or need to lose weight? Nutrisystem for Men works. I started the program last fall, and I couldn't believe the results I saw right away, even in the first few weeks. Since I started with Nutrisystem for Men, I've lost 50 pounds. I've kept it off, and you can do it too. The food is dropped right at your house. You go online, you pick exactly what you want to eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and the foods are remarkable. Pizza and burgers, enchiladas, chicken parm, ice cream sandwiches, candy bars, and the meals are designed to put your body in fat burning mode. So it works, and it tastes great. Guys, lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code RADIO to get 50% off plus a week of protein-packed shakes for free. Don't put this off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use the promo code RADIO to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.